Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The largest operator of affordable housing in Massachusetts will not evict renters struggling financially through the end of this year. The Wynn Companies owns and manages more than 6,500 apartments statewide. Joining us this morning to discuss this decision is Gilbert Wynn, CEO of the Wynn Companies. Good morning, Mr. Wynn, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning to you as well.
So talk about your decision. In announcing it, you say compassion for our residents is not optional. What do you mean by that? And tell us what led to this decision.
Well, as the largest operator of affordable housing, we are proud to have what we call the double bottom line. So we like to do well while doing good. And our residents are extremely important to us. And as we looked at the public health data, the economic crisis data, we realized that it was important to provide just a little help, a little more time for residents to make rent. So we've made this decision through the end of the year to give people a chance to stay in their homes. And we think this is the right thing to do at this time.
Can you tell me how many people in all your 6,500 apartments statewide are having trouble paying rent? Do you have a number?
We do. It fluctuates based on the type of unit, Bob. So there are elderly apartments who are generally unaffected by the virus as they're on fixed incomes. And then there are other families that are really struggling, homes of hourly workers and service workers, that are showing a decline in rents as much as 10 or 15%.
So in a normal non-COVID situation, somewhere between 10 and 15% of your population in your apartments might be subject to eviction right now, had you not made this decision to suspend evictions through the end of the year?
I think that's right. And in normal times, these residents would be always given the chance to make good on their rent. But in the difference here is that while there's a public health crisis going on, I think we have to do everything in our power to keep people in their homes. One of the things that we're working on is to enter into what's called a payment agreement with these tenants, which extends the period of time that they're able to make rent and meets in the middle with a realistic, sensible time frame to so accomplish that. Another big part of what we're doing is we're working with residents to solicit and secure rental assistance from the various city, state, and federal programs that exist. And that will be a big part in helping people to make their rent.
What are you hearing from residents?
We're hearing that they will enter into these agreements. They will interact with our professionals to make sure that they can meet us where they are and do what they can. So we're hearing a lot of relief, Bob.
All right. So these agreements will mean that struggling residents will eventually have to pay back all of the back rent that they're not being able to pay you right now?
One of the things that we're doing is we're going to be waiving late fees and other penalties if residents enter into these payment agreements and properly document that their hardships are related to the pandemic. Eventually, rent does need to be paid. And I think as you've seen during this very public debate from landlords and residents, rental revenue is the sole source of revenue in all of these apartment communities. It's what not only keeps the lights on, but it's also what keeps these communities safe and secure. And so the rent eventually needs to be paid. But what landlords, I think, can do is make sure that their residents are educated as to rental assistance programs and also to make it a little easier and a longer period of time to make that rent. At the end of the day, I bet there will be some forgiveness of rent related to COVID-related issues as long as the bulk of rent can be paid in a timely fashion.
Gilbert Wynn, CEO of the Wynn Companies, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and good luck with this.
Thanks very much.